USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour,
these are people that came into the country illegally.
President Trump tells ICE agents to stand down. Originally, they were supposed to be locating and deporting illegal aliens in 10 U.S. cities. President Trump instead using this as an opportunity to negotiate. On Twitter, he gives Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill 2 weeks to come up with a plan to deal with this decades-old problem, or he warns illegal aliens will be deported from our country. In other news, a 12th American tourist has reportedly died under mysterious circumstances in the Dominican Republic. This man, 56 years old, from Long Island, New York, who used to own a pizzeria. Family members say Vittorio Caruso passed away while on vacation. Relatives say he may have had a heart attack. FBI agents on the island investigating. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The topic of what to do about all the illegal aliens in our country front and center on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes on Fox News telling host Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning Futures.
The president is growing in office, right? I mean, he knows that he can't do it by himself. And I think what he's doing is the Democrats ask him if he would delay this. He's saying, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. Now, remember, the Democrats have been in office for 6 months now. They have yet to move a comprehensive immigration bill.
And he says Democrats playing politics.
They are using identity politics because they want to say, if you're of Hispanic descent in this country, vote for us, the Democrats. That's all they're trying to do. And how do we know that? Because they're really just taking advantage of these people. And we know it because they don't have a bill.
President Trump tweeting he's giving Republicans and Democrats 2 weeks to come up with a plan. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, an escalation of terror involving Iran. Military leaders there shooting down a U.S. drone, which prompts airlines to stay far away from the country's airspace. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aero Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between east and west. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
If you believe in political polls, well, there's a new Monmouth University poll out of New Jersey where voters tend to lean to the left. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
This latest poll from New Jersey's Monmouth University finds that 37% of voters think President Trump should be reelected in 2020, while 59% want someone new. That latest poll from Monmouth also indicates that the Trump numbers, when it comes to his performance ratings, are unchanged since last month. 41% approving of his performance in the White House, with 50% saying they disapprove. The poll was taken just before the president kicked off his reelection campaign back on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.